Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Authorities continue investigating a case of criminal use of a financial card and theft.
In late January, the Garden City Police Department was contacted by the First Baptist Church and learned that an individual had been using the church's debit card and the church was missing approximately $100,000. 36-year-old Manuel Terrazas of Garden City was identified as the suspect. Last Tuesday, Terrazas was arrested and was lodged in the Finney County Jail on 162 counts of criminal use of a financial card and 162 counts of theft. I'm J.P. Bazette.
And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 on Sunday to win their third Super Bowl championship in franchise history. Patrick Mahomes proved why he is the NFL's most valuable player as he shrugged off an ankle injury to lead the Chiefs to the dramatic win. Mahomes' play was worth the price of admission. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Wichita area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Office in downtown Wichita. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Supported by dozens of his fellow representatives, Representative Vic Miller introduced a cannabis amnesty bill that would essentially decriminalize marijuana statewide. House Bill 2363, sponsored by Miller, a Topeka Democrat, along with 34 other representatives, would release anyone convicted for marijuana-related offenses from their sentence and allow the expungement of marijuana-related convictions and arrest records from Kansas's records, and the bill would go into effect on July 1st of 2023. The bill stipulates that anyone serving probation, parole, prison, or a jail sentence, along with other marijuana-related sentencing, would be immediately released with their arrest records and marijuana convictions expunged and purged from all applicable state and federal systems. Miller said it doesn't legalize it per se, but it eliminates the serving of a sentence punishment, and Miller sees the legislation as something of a remedy to the legislature's lack of action on marijuana legalization. While the bill's fiscal note isn't up yet, Miller said it could significantly reduce prosecution expenses, as in and of itself, it would save, in his mind, probably tens of millions of dollars related to those prosecutions and those incarcerations. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have discussed medical marijuana legalization following months of information gathering on the structure, taxation, and other processes by a special committee. A common fear is that new legislation bills would suffer the same fate as Senate Bill 560. The Kansas House approved medical marijuana legalization in 2021, but Senate Bill 560 died in committee during the previous legislative session, with Senate President Ty Masterson saying school funding issues were a higher priority. The bill has been placed in the House of Corrections and Juvenile Justice Committee, and Committee Chairman Representative Stephen Owens, a Heston Republican, said he needed to review the bill before making any comments. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development wants you to share your thoughts on internet connectivity in your neighborhood to help them build the future of the internet in Kansas. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development recognizes the importance that digital connectivity plays in thriving and growing communities, and they know they have important areas along with success stories. and they would like to hear from you and your neighbors regarding connectivity, access, and internet opportunities that exist when connecting all Kansans. You can join their team as they embark on an 8-region state listening tour, as they want to hear your voices as they shape the state digital equity plan and 5-year strategic broadband action plan. They said they hope to hear from communities about internet access, availability, public access, inclusive design, adoption, speeds, safety, privacy, and more. And during the week of April 3rd, they will be traveling to Oberlin, Oakley, and Goodland. This is an open meeting, and if you need accommodations to help you participate, you need to contact Corinthian Kelly within 10 days of the meeting at 316-978-6530. Governor Kelly outlined for Kansas Farm Bureau members the administration's rural policy agenda by emphasizing a commitment to securing a water supply to sustain agriculture production without imposition of government mandates. Governor Kelly said if we want family farms to be passed on to the next generation, they must act now. She said they'll make additional investments to work with producers and irrigators to ensure water quality and quantity. However, everyone knows that funding is not enough, as there needs to be a broad-based agreement to improve practices and adopt new technology so they can protect farming and rural life. Governor Kelly said in an interview that she was committed to a collaborative process of reform that didn't feature water management mandates. She said the best approach would be to build consensus on a strategic plan for water conservation. The Ogallala Aquifer beneath Kansas and a prolonged drought has led to anxiety about the water supply, and Kelly said she doesn't think mandates work particularly well, so she's committed to bringing producers and other stakeholders to the table to ensure a clean, abundant water supply for Kansas's children and grandchildren and beyond. She added that it's important that Kansas farmers, including family members, are part of every budget decision and every policy change. Agriculture is the largest industry in Kansas and supports more than 250,000 jobs. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
The Wall That Heals will be on display in Great Bend in May, and as part of the exhibit, local Vietnam veterans who died after returning home are eligible to be honored as part of the In Memory Honor Roll display. Since the Vietnam War ended, thousands of Vietnam veterans have suffered due to Agent Orange exposure, PTSD, and other illnesses as a result of their service. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund believes all those who served in Vietnam should be honored and remembered for their service. The In Memory program enables the families and friends of those who came home and later died the opportunity to have them be forever memorialized. All veterans from Kansas honored through In Memory will have their photos and names on display as part of the Mobile Education Center exhibit when the Wall That Heals is in Great Bend from May 11th through the 14th of 2023. Larry Parsons, the committee co-chair, said they want to honor as many Vietnam veterans from Kansas as possible, so if your loved one has served in Vietnam, returned home, and later died, they want to be able to proudly display their name and photo in their community. They're asking for the public's help to identify eligible veterans and get their applications into the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund so their veteran can be on display in Great Bend. There's no cost to have a veteran honored, and the application process is simple. To honor a loved one, you only need to complete a short application and submit the veteran's DD-214 showing their proof of service in Vietnam, a copy of their death certificate, and two photographs. More information on the In Memory program and the application form can be found at vvmf.org/inmemory. Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe for the spring 2023 semester is set for Monday, February 20th. And this month's presentation, Windows and Birds, A Deadly Combination, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University Science and Mathematics Education Institute. The presentation will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill. Curtis Wolf, the director of the Kansas Wetlands Education Center, will examine the significance of window strikes by birds and possible solutions for businesses and homes. For more information, you can visit fhsu.edu. The Northern Valley Junior High 18 boys basketball team played in the Western Kansas Liberty League tournament on February 9th and 11th in Colby and Brewster. Coach Jim Cole reported that in the first round, Northern Valley beat Western Plains Healy 55-16, and it was the most points the Huskies had scored all season. All five starters scored in the game, led by Tate Talheim with 21 points, and Griffin McKinney and Lucas Hansen each scoring in double figures with 12 and 10 points. In the semifinal game, the Huskies lost to the hot-shooting Cheyenne Cougars 30-51, and Griffin McKinney led Northern Valley in scoring with 10 points. Northern Valley then played Grinnell in the consolation game, and the Huskies lost a close, hard-fought game 29-33. Lucas Hansen and Tate Talheim each scored 9 points to lead the Huskies, and Northern Valley finished 4th in the tournament and ended their season with a 10-5 record. The Northern Valley Junior High B team boys basketball team played in the Western Kansas Liberty League tournament on February 9th, and Coach Cole reported that the Northern Valley B team lost their first round game to Logan Palco 12-43. Aaron Horasak and Zane Brown each had 4 points to lead the Huskies in scoring, and the Northern Valley B team boys ended their season with a record of 4 wins and 6 losses. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
If you're seeking experience and quality in your construction and home repair needs, call Billings Construction for your free estimate today. Locally owned, licensed, and insured, Billings Construction can tackle new construction, remodels, roofing, windows, siding, plumbing, and electrical that you may encounter. Call 785-871-7445 or 785-871-7145. Billings Construction will work for you. Remember, if you can't nail it, screw it.
I don't mean to scare you, but winter's sneaking up on you. Norton Auto, your CarQuest dealer, is ready to help you prepare your vehicle for winter's needs. Now's the time to check your battery, wiper fluid, antifreeze, and get stocked up on diesel treatment. Don't forget, Norton Auto also has a variety of smoker pellets for only $10.99 a bag. Norton Auto, your full-service auto parts and store serving Norton and the surrounding area with quality CarQuest parts. On the corner of North 2nd Street and Main in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slane Wiley. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan defended the timing of his agency's newest version of the Waters of the U.S. rule ahead of a Supreme Court decision that could impact its enforceability. Speaking after Thursday's roundtable at a farm outside Bucyrus, Reagan said the new rule released in late December was the culmination of lessons learned from past decades of attempting to define what bodies of the water are regulated under the Federal Clean Water Act.
For the last decade plus, two administrations misfired on getting it done correctly. What we've done is we've taken those lessons learned. We engaged with the farming and ranching community, and we came up with a durable rule that we believe could stand the test of time in terms of litigation, but also provides that flexibility that the farming community asks us for, kept those exemptions in place, kept the things that farmers and ranchers have asked for us to keep in place.
Reagan says the EPA put its rule in its place ahead of the Supreme Court's imminent decision in an Idaho couple's lawsuit against the agency, with the hopes of informing justices of the rule's intended goals.
We cannot predict where the Supreme Court will go. I respect the court's authority. What we've given the court is something that they can base their ruling on. Before we just finalize this new Waters of the U.S., the court would have been referencing previous attempts at a rule, previous attempts that do not reflect where we landed with our current durable rule. So now the court has an actual rule it can refer to as it evaluates the Sackett case. Wherever the court goes, we will adjust and govern ourselves accordingly, but I don't believe we'll be starting from scratch, and that is one of the reasons why we move forward.
EPA's new Waters of the U.S. rule is scheduled to take effect in late March. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us. all of us.
You're going to need our technical skills,
our math, our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Upper-level high pressure is parked over the central plains, and we have a southerly flow of warm air coming into our state, taking us well above average on our daytime highs. We do have some changes coming up with a couple of low-pressure systems developing in the desert southwest. They'll quickly move into the southern and central plains with a round of showers and thunderstorms and some snow for western Kansas. A winter storm watch is in effect for our northwestern and west-central counties for the possibility of heavy snow and gusty wind Tuesday evening through Wednesday night. Elsewhere, all the precipitation should be rain. For now, high pressure stays in place through this afternoon, pulling in warm air from the southern plains. On the map, heading into this afternoon, we have a low developing in the desert southwest and the Four Corners area. High pressure is over Kansas, and a new storm system is moving into the Pacific Northwest. By late afternoon, we'll get windy conditions as the low drifts closer to the central plains. We may see some showers moving into our southwestern counties, and skies will turn cloudy. Overnight, rain chances go up for most of our state. Then looking at tomorrow, the low moves into southeast Colorado. Moist air coming in from the southern plains will cause occasional showers. Then a second low comes in from the southwest late tomorrow into Wednesday. A cold front will drop temperatures enough in our western high plains for snow Tuesday night through Wednesday and showers for the rest of our state. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 50s to low 60s with mid to upper 30s overnight. Low 60s north central, and tonight we're in the low 40s. About 60 northeast, upper 30s to low 40s overnight. Low 60s southwest and mid to upper 30s for the overnight lows. Low to mid 60s in the south central counties. Tonight we're in the low to mid 40s. Upper 50s to low 60s southeast and mid 40s tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It takes balance to be successful in farming, because what you get out of it depends on what you put in. Thankfully, Corteva Agriscience has a biological product that naturally captures nitrogen from the air, Nutritia N Nutrient Efficiency Optimizer. It's a sustainable way to add balance to your traditional nitrogen methods and maximize your yield potential. Embrace a balanced approach to nitrogen management this season by visiting Corteva.us.
25% of all fatal crashes are speed-related, which equates to 1 in 4. In Kansas, that means drivers maintaining a safe, legal speed could prevent more than 100 deaths a year. Higher speeds lead to reduced reaction times and more severe, even more deadly crashes. In an effort to save lives, law enforcement will be cracking down on those who are being a danger to themselves and others. Stop speeding, because on the Drive to Zero Fatalities, you are in the driver's seat. Sponsored by the Drive to Zero Coalition.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780 and three quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and three quarters. March up 10 and three quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.